Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, the game, you know. Speaking of racing, we'll have some driver interviews leading up to the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix presented by Lincoln Tech's NADC and the Nashville Sheriff. Big Machine Music City Grand Prix will be 3 days of racing, 3 days of music, and one huge weekend event. Just go to musiccitygp.com for tickets and get ready to experience Nashville's premier speed and sound event on August 4th through the 6th. Obviously, as I've mentioned several times, I love racing. NASCAR was probably maybe the Atlanta Braves and Dallas Cowboys were kind of the first teams I gravitated towards, but NASCAR was right there. I would watch races with my dad and my uncle, and it started in the early 90s as Richard Petty was wrapping up his career. My dad was a big fan of his, but I was gravitated towards this guy that drove a black number three car that gave no bleeps and earned the nickname the Intimidator. And so I was hooked. And my dad took me out to a race at the fairgrounds. And what was funny, it was a late model race. And, you know, we got there and I saw a three car and I was like, wait, cool. The three car, like, is that Dale? And it was Dale Jr. Driving, working his way up, you know, before he got to the Cup Series. And so it means a lot, you know, to see it. And Dale Jr. has been a big supporter of the fairgrounds. I understand whenever there is change, it's scary. But the deal is, as Jerry pointed out, like, the track is there. The track is going to be there. And the fairgrounds has been revitalized. There's a beautiful soccer stadium. And look, I support the soccer stadium. I don't understand why they're not supporting the track. I don't understand why John Ingram, you know, came out with his comments and is supporting there's a group that has raised a lot of money that's in opposition of it. I don't get it. I don't. But again, I'm open to discussion. You know, if you're against it, you're welcome to call in and give your side and we'll listen. And I'm not gonna, you know, I think the one thing that I hate about today is, like, whenever people disagree on something, you know, it's like it becomes a shouting match and, you know, bleep you and all those things. Like, I'm not here to do that. We can disagree on something and have a discussion. I'm for it. Obviously, you know, I look at the financial plan and, you know, I think that it's good for the city. It takes a burden off the taxpayer. You know, and it's just, so I feel like the opposition either, and again, this is my opinion, the opposition either doesn't understand the plan or, you know, they don't like racing, don't care about it at all. And then there's also a group of people that just, like, I don't want to see anything different. I don't want to see anything new. It's just like the new Titan Stadium. Well, we don't need that. Eventually, yeah, we will, because it's going to cost more to renovate the one we have. And again, it's just you have one that's here. You have a track that is here, the track that is operational, a track that's not going to go away. Real quick, let's read a text. Thomas in Nashville says, Chase, thanks for having Mr. Caldwell on and spreading the real truth about the Fairground Speedway. I'm an avid supporter, and like you, that is where I saw my first race when I was a kid, back when the big boys still ran here on Saturday night. I will be there to support this plan tonight and until they get it done. Thanks again for spreading the truth about something so near and dear to me. You're welcome, Thomas. Thank you for listening. A buddy of mine that is big in the racing community, Tim Duggar, is on the line with us, a country music artist. And Tim is a huge fan of the fairgrounds. And Tim, we just had Jerry Caldwell on talking about it. There's a big rally tonight and then a community meeting. And I know you and I have had many conversations about this. You've talked to people in the racing community that support it. I hope that, to use the pun, we're nearing the finish line.
Yeah, man. I'm, you know, it's seems like it's been a long process, and I was thinking about it this morning. I remember, I don't even know how I got it, why I was there. I remember years ago, this might have been 6-7 years ago, being at a meeting when NASCAR was talking to the old, you know, leaseholder of the racetrack. And, you know, there's been a lot of support behind this racetrack for a long time. But, and I'm not one that really kind of, I don't, you know, there's not much that would get me to show up and really fight for. But I'm going to be there today. And I think Nashville's kind of, we've let enough stuff get away from us that makes Nashville Nashville, and we got a heck of a racetrack here. We need to turn over to the right people to make it happen.
Yeah, and I think you just used the right phrase that we've let enough things get away from us. And you know, I grew up here and remember when the stadium wasn't there, the arena wasn't there. You didn't go down Broadway at all. But the racetrack was there. I mean, it was over where it has been since 1909. And so I do think it's important to keep some history. I'm all about growth. I'm all about progression. But I feel like renovating the racetrack and making the fairgrounds area a top-notch spot would be good for Nashville. And so that's where I just, you know, anyone that doesn't see that is where I get confused.
Yeah, I think – you know, it's kind of, I've talked to some people that really, and I think a lot of it's understanding or just kind of letting those emotions go and listening. You know, you get racing, if you don't really follow it can be confusing. You know, I get a lot of people go, well, there's a track in Lebanon. What's the big deal with this one? I mean, I think people here in Nashville that's been here, there was a time that, they were talking about tearing down the Ryman and not using it anymore. I think if Nashville don't let Bristol and SMI take this thing over, it's going to be a really bad day for that racetrack. And you know, everybody's worried about traffic and all this. You got the soccer stadium there. Nobody knows how to do events better than SMI and Bristol. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have tracks in the cities. They have tracks out in the country. Parking does not scare them at all. They know how to run an event, and they also give so much back to the community. I think we'd be very lucky to have them involved here in Nashville.
Yeah. Oh, I 100% agree. And I asked Kyle Busch one time, you know, if he thought, okay, could it work? You have racing out at the Super Speedway, which they just sold out this year. For the Ally 400, had a great race out there. And then, you know, the fairgrounds. And he's like, absolutely, because you're going to get two different styles of racing, so you can bring in two different kinds of race fan. The old school, traditional short track lovers might go to the fairgrounds. The newer fans that are still learning and like the high speeds and some of the side-by-side stuff might like the Super Speedway. There's room for it because, you know, there's a huge thirst for racing in this community.
Yeah, man, we've with the IndyCar and you know, NASCAR being, you know, here, we've turned into a race city, and you know, people want to be here. There's a lot of race fans in this area. I mean, it just shows you. Everybody thought that track out in Lebanon would never come back, I mean, that was a track that, I mean, I guess a lot of people were like, eh, it came back cool. But no, nobody was really fighting for it like the fairgrounds, I'd say. So imagine if, you know, this fairgrounds deal gets done, how exciting that could be for Nashville and for auto racing. And, you know, with Wilkesboro, I was able to be there for the All-Star race, and I've never felt anything like it. You know, that track being resurrected and coming back to life. So, you know, the fairgrounds is still active and there's a lot of great racing going on, but could you imagine cup cars on that thing after they put the money into it and make it new again? It would be pretty special.
Tim Duggar is with us, and real quick, Tim, Buy a Bar, that's your single that is out, which is a great song. I'm going to be honest with you, it's been stuck in my head the last few days.
Thank you.
Yeah, you just played the Opry last week too. What was that like?
Man, it's whatever a singer dreams it to be is it. This is my fourth time playing. There was days I drove by Raleigh Parkway and saw the marquee and thought I'd never get to play it. So being able to play it for the fourth time the other night, but it's, I get to tell people now that are struggling or and dreaming of being there, whatever you have to go through, you know, the late nights at the bars or traveling up and down the roads, whatever you're doing, it's worth it to get to play and stand in that circle. So just keep digging. It's a, it lives up to the hype and 10 times more than you'd ever dream it could be.
Yeah, and I know people can see you as a part of the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix on August 6th as well. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, it's an exciting time here. I mean, that we had a little bad weather around that race, but hopefully we get us a pretty weekend. And I know Matt Cruz and Jason and everybody with the Grand Prix, they're excited and got a lot of cool stuff coming up, you know, around the Grand Prix and Nashville and IndyCar. So, yeah, it's a fun deal.
I'm supposed to tell you that Big Joe loves you. So, Joe Dubin, saying hello.
He's a good one.
He is. He's the man. Hey, Tim, thanks for calling in, and we'll see you tonight.
Yes, sir. I'll see you here in a little bit. Thank you.
All right. Tim Duggar talking about the fairgrounds and a lot of people weighing in on it. You know, and I think that I think it's going to get there. It's just it's a long process, and it has been. But thank you for indulging me in the conversation on it, and we'll see what happens tonight with the community meeting and the support and the conversation about the Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. Coming up next, we'll get back into the NFL. A running back got a deal, but what does it mean for Derrick Henry? We'll discuss that next here on Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.